Welcome, Rex, to Executifix.
Nice to be here.
Do you have a morning ritual? What is it?
Yeah, I'd say getting a cup of coffee and reading the news to find out what's happening in the world and what's likely to be happening the rest of the day.
You're an inventor and architectural designer. As an inventor, out of all the things that you have invented, what invention are you proud of and why?
Well, I'm proudest of the geotech. That's a formula that creates housing for a family, or it can be as large as a community center, and it interrelates with the climate such that it can produce massive amounts of energy to power that home or that structure, just as well as a surrounding structure. So it could be in a community in Africa or the Middle East, and be energy independent and provide this amazing quality of life because it changes shape, reconfigures, it deals with nature. So that would be one of my products I'm most proud of. And I also am giving away that design. So I'm helping people try and build that.
What is the best constructive guidance that you would offer to an architectural designer in today's age?
I guess I would say that new world environments and architecture is about a team of people that together are creating the kinds of things that need to happen in this more complex world we're in. In the past, architecture has been seen as an individual person and their ego and their identity, their direction. And that's really now just should be just a small part of an overall architectural project.
Rex, is there a life mantra that you live by?
Yes, I would say the truth. I'm a truth seeker. I'm always trying to find out if we're really dealing with the reality of things. So yes, the truth.
As a designer of living architecture, you focus on living on quality with less. Could you explain how your designs reflect that philosophy?
So architecture, as it's conceived across the world, is generally static. So a room is what it is. It has the functions that are there that you can see, but it isn't able to change and become another kind of a space, have other functionalities. So I work with transformers that transform both the interior of the home and the exterior interface with the interior and the out and the exterior. And these things allow a structure to do more with less. It's more exciting. There's actually one of my designs, the whole living room goes outdoors. And you might say to yourself, well, gee, if I could have a living room that goes outdoors, do I really need to have a 4,000 square foot house? Or do I even need to have a 2,000 square foot house? Maybe this is so exciting, the space so much, and that it's would want me to have we dealing with a smaller footprint and a more meaningful, soulful kind of experience of living. So it's about, as I say, things that change shape.
In your YouTube videos, you do stress that you want this type of living to be readily available to all people and it should not be restricted based off financial means. Are these type of houses financed by financial institutions, or is there a creative form of financing available to afford these?
Well, as exotic as these things may look, with kitchens going outdoors, et cetera, the fact is that they're fairly simple, and that there's no barrier to it being financed in the traditional manner. Now, I also am interested in people understanding these kinds of ways of living. So you could also remodel your home to be, as I said, my structures are like sailing yachts, where most homes are like motorboats. And so there's ways you can remodel an existing structure to make it more like a sailing yacht. And I'm also working on the whole idea of housing that's a person could do themselves and is very minimal and simple. So and on all levels, I'm interested in interfacing with humans to be able to have the dignity of their own home.
You and I have one thing in common that we have moved around throughout our lifetime, and then you found yours home in Southern California. Is geography an indicator of where you could build these type of homes, or could this also exist in, let's say, a metropolis?
That's a heavy question. So, Southern California, first of all, it has an amazing climate, as does the whole Southwest. And it's definitely, there's definitely a benevolence to these warmer environments. There's lots of sun and you can tag into the energy of the sun. So in general, it is true that if you don't have a good ability to have an exterior space that you can interface with, that you can have fresh air that comes by that you can capture or even shelter from, that create less opportunities. But one of my main products, and it actually makes every condo and every apartment basically an antique. So there are ways to, city structure, be in the city and high intensity environments and also have a lot of recovery. So it is across the board, but there is no question that having a benevolent climate is.
Aside from designing, do you have any hidden talent? What are they?
So one of the that I often muse about, maybe just in my own mind, I'm not sure how much it's a shareable thing, but I feel like I have some kind of a intuitive manner of connecting dots. I have lots of times when I see two different things and I think they're connected. And even in my own logic, I don't see that they necessarily are. And then over time, I start to realize that there was really a connection. I would say that my ability to connect random and far apart is a strength. And I think it's also expressed designs.
Speaking of your intuitive ability, when the heart and mind don't agree, what do you do?
Well, I'd say that's a time to sit back and wait. If things aren't lining up, it's better to put things off. I people let it incubate, and so I would say that's a time when that I, when I would say when I incubate and sit with it and see if over time maybe something else comes forward. You start to see that things do they do actually have a solution and they are compatible.
Your work is also featured on Environments by Rex.com. Having worked in the United States, are there any other countries where you take pride contributing to their design and architecture?
Well, I'm not involved in internationally right now, and in fact, we are focused on our community of Panorama Pass with Morongo Valley, California, and this is the place from which we are springboarding to work with other people. So we have years of research and development and projects, and we're now making these more available for people across the board.
Rex, what is the biggest misconception about your career?
Well, I guess the biggest misconception is that people are always calling me an architect. I've even had TV programs done where I said I'm not an architect, and they still call me an architect. And I take exception with that for a lot of reasons. One of them is I would like to work with architects. I do work with architects. And as I said earlier, I'm very interested in a team. A manner of working as a team, of which I'm a part of the team. I'm an environmental designer and an industrial designer. And so I work with architects, interior designers, builders, clients as a team to create living concepts.
Returning to living concepts, from the point of conceptualizing a home to the point of where it's ready to be lived in, what is the estimated time frame?
The estimated time to get a house from beginning to end?
Yes.
Well, that depends on so many things. I would say that in general, the best case scenario basically is about a year. But projects, depending on their nature, if you're doing a lot of exploratory things, if you have a client who's interested in doing as solving a lot of challenges, depending on where you are, the building department where you are. These things are all variables, so I would say that it's really hard to speak to the length typically of a project. Now, if you do transforming architecture elements in your home and their remodels, those things can happen in a month or so.
Do you have any pet peeves?
Yes, I have my pet peeves is that I think architecture is many years behind in its evolution, and I think it's because there's not an awareness of all the different technologies and sciences and manners in which a living structure can relate to the environment it's in. So the fact that tend to look at their structure as a box that they drop in somewhere, and they don't think about the multitude of things that relate to the environment around that space, or even the environment, as you go 2 miles away, 10 miles away. People don't think about things like traffic noise, the availability of solar energy, the traditional wind directions. So that would be my pet. We don't think enough about the larger context of our living environment and how it relates to what's around it.
Can you share how you would define the following word? Comfort is.
Comfort is, well, I would say that I think one of the things we don't spend enough time looking at, thinking about is what it is that we want to feed our souls. So when you say comfort is, for instance, so some people feel looking out a window and seeing a beautiful view creates a lot of comfort. And other people, might be the functionality of their living room. And so I would say that we often don't spend enough time thinking about those things that feed our soul, where our life operates, and thinking about what it is that will give us comfort. We spend too much energy dealing with what's already there and not addressing it. So I would say, looking at how your environment takes care of you and feeds you would be important.
Comfort comes in many different forms. Do you have a favorite comfort food?
A hot drink, hot coffee, hot anything. I really like having drinking hot things. Somehow it soothes my physicality.
You are surrounded by many different forms of inspiration from the environment and from within you. How do you narrow down your decision-making process? How do you pick the idea that you're going to bring to life?
So that's very interesting. So one of the things that's curious about life is that we would often think that if we're going to build a home, that we would like to have a nice flat lot. And developers spend a lot of time creating flat lots that people go buy, and then they build their house on this flat space. And I would suggest that one of the things that's so great about this area we're in, this high desert of Northern California, is that it has a rolling topography at lots of big rocks and washes. And to me, if you have something that you have to interface with that's complex, that actually creates a much. I would suggest that complication and complexity actually creates things that are more exciting and more meaningful.
As a person, Rex, what is your one major strength?
Well, I think that I guess maybe it's connecting the dots, because when you're, for instance, when you're dealing with an environment, the person who's going to be in that environment, they have all kinds of things that they're expressing, and their interests and their goals. And then you have, of course, the conditions of the existing environment. So there's so many balls, different things. So I would think that connecting the dots is, again, one of my strengths.
What guidance would you offer to anyone interested in pursuing this type of career path?
Well, I would suggest the same thing to everybody following their careers, and that is to follow your passions. Too often people think, well, I'm going to get this amount of money for doing this, and that's what they end up doing. And next thing they know, their life's gone by, and that's what they did. So, I mean, I would say to people, figure out your passions, follow your passions, and got it to be wise about it. It's not to be crazy. You have to think those passions through and think of the substances that's supports them. But that's what I would suggest for people in all careers.
What was the inspiration behind Harmony Sales, and are there any new projects that you're working on?
Yes, we're working on lots of projects. And in the case of Harmony says 12 different transformers. So it was a showcase, or is a showcase, in terms of how an environment could reconfigure, and expresses many different ideas. And one of the interesting things about that is people look at it and they're struck by the drama of it. It has quite a visual impact. But that was not really designed. That actually was created because we we're incorporating all these different ideas and all these transformers. So it's another example of if you take all of the parameters and all the things you're trying to accomplish, connect those dots, well, things often create themselves. And I feel like Harmony Sales created itself. We have lots of other projects we're doing right now. We're doing kiosks in some other places where those are kitchens that go indoors and outdoors. We're building the geotech I mentioned. We're doing what we also call Rios, which is room in, outside, and we're doing one of our vacation rentals. And before too long, when you come to our vacation rental, you'll be able to sit in a living room, push a button, and the whole living room will glide outdoors.
A general question regarding the layout of the homes. Are all of them one floor, or could you build it to be a two or three floor engagement and only part of the house detaches in a rotation?
No, all those things are possible. And again, those are all the parameters. The geotech, for instance, is actually three stories. It's two main stories and a loft. And part of what happens with that house, kind of cool, is that it sits into a hill. And so you enter on one level, and then on the second level you can enter. So the house has two different interfaces. In fact, that's true of Harmony Sales, where I am, the house we were a few minutes ago. That also it relates to the environment and the space it's in, both at the ground level and the upper level. So, I mean, I think multiple stories are exciting. It allows lots of different things to happen. So there's economies as to whether you'd want to do multiple floors or you'd want to do a single floor. So they all have their advantages and opportunities.
And for Californians who are familiar with the idea of earthquakes, are any of these architectural forms earthquake proof, or do they coexist with the same risk as any other homes out there?
So yes, earthquakes are something to be con to consider. They're actually it's really earthquakes are less problematic than many people think. If you live in a six-story apartment building, that would be something where you would want to be concerned about. But if you are in a single-family home, once they're being built, there's really no issue. I mean, not to say it can't get damaged, right? But earthquakes are one of those things we all talk about. It's in the news and we get all crazy over it. But actually, across the board, if you're in a one in the last, it's really nothing to worry about in terms of life safety. Not to say that it can't get damaged if there's a really monster one. But earthquakes, hey, it's okay. Embrace them.
Are there any books that you're reading presently that you would recommend to audiences?
So that is another complicated question. In my life, at this point, I've started to follow veins of interest, and I follow passions. It's sort of like in the first however many years, I built a base of information through reading and reading fiction and going to school, et cetera. At this point in life, it's one of the interesting things about our society is it's easy to follow and research certain products or certain arenas, I guess I should say. So, for instance, the production of hydrogen is very interesting to me. It is clear that hydrogen is the energy of the future, and it can be totally green, and it really can save us in terms of climate change. So, there's an example of something that I read, I'm passionate about, and very interested in. So, I would say that at this point, I follow veins of areas that fascinate me, and there's negative things about social media. And there's positive things, and one of those positive things, it's easy to learn about how things are progressing.
Thank you for sharing. And as we start to wind down, Rex, what is the last thing you do before calling it a day?
Well, I take my vitamins. It's been my habit for I don't know how many years. So I take my vitamins and a lot of them, and that gives me I'm powering up to build fuel for the next day.
And finally, what do you do and where can people contact you?
So again, I create architecture that reconfigures. So it does more in a smaller space. It saves energy. It's healthier, and it creates a incredible quality of life. Those are the things that I do. That's large overall umbrella. And for people to find me, they should go to Instagram at Environments by Rex. Environments by Rex.
Thank you, Rex, for enlightening us on executives.
I enjoyed it. Sasha.